Well, the Madison Symphony is having their annual Christmas concert this weekend, December 5th, 6th, and 7th, in the usual place, Overture Hall. And one of the soloists for the occasion is soprano Allison Cambridge, who was last on this show back in April, April 28th, because you were here with the Florentine Opera, right? You were singing in La Boheme.
Yes, indeed.
Well, welcome back to the Midday.
Thank you. Good to be back.
And so obviously you keep pretty busy.
Yes.
Today, no exception. Right. How many planes did you miss?
missed one last night, took two today, one of which was delayed, but I got here.
Well, congratulations. Appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
In mid-flight. And this concert that's, the annual Christmas concert will have some excerpts from Messiah in it. It will have a familiar one often attributed to Handel, Joy to the World, some Schubert and John Rutter, Adolphe Adam with O Holy Night. And you've recorded that.
I have, yes.
Which is that's a piece you just can't get enough of.
Absolutely.
And will you be singing that? You'll be singing that in English, apparently.
Yes. Yes, I will.
Well, you rarely hear it in French for some reason, even though that was the original language.
Yeah.
And then the Gloria of Poulenc, speaking of things French, three movements of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then other things that will include the chorus. Well, are you involved in operas at this time of year, or is it mostly holiday concerts?
Right now I'm starting a huge string of holiday concerts. I just finished one actually in Washington, D.C. Two nights ago, a holiday concert at the Kennedy Center for the U.S. troops. And then I have the three here with the symphony, and then I go to Alabama to do two more there. And my opera portion just concluded at the Kennedy Center. I was doing another La Boheme.
Oh, were
there.
You?
Yes.
and I'm trying to remember now, you're not playing Mimi, are you?
Right. I just finished a run of Musettas.
Ah, yeah, Musetta, right.
Yes. And up next, I have more La Boheme in sunny San Diego, and this time I will be back to Mimi.
Oh, really? Okay. So
yes.
you do play both of those.
I do.
Do you find that they sort of complement each other in terms of your singing of them?
You know, I bring, you know, my sort of same vocalism and technique, the basics, but there's difference in personality.
Sure.
And stage presence. And I have so much fun singing Musetta. I mean, she is just a riot. But Mimi is just so close to my heart. I love her. And every time I sing that role, I fall more and more in love with her and her love story with Rodolfo.
Is there any particular challenge in playing the character who's wasting away?
You know, I would say that the first time that I ever sang Mimi, I got a little bit and this was ages ago, maybe 8 years ago, I got a little bit too into her sickliness in Act 4. And you have to remember, it is still an opera. You still need to project.
Well, yeah, that's what
and
I
the
was
voice
wondering.
Still needs to get out there in the hall. And so now I have learned throughout the years how to sort of express her dying, but still maintain a quality of vocalism that carries to the back of the house.
Yeah.
So
what a fascinating challenge.
Yeah.
Do they ever mic any of those, or are you doing it the old-fashioned way?
Oh, no, all the old-fashioned way. Actually, I did one in London this last January, we were mic'd, but it was only because we were singing in the round in Royal Albert Hall, and the Royal Philharmonic was actually playing behind a screen, and we could not see them, and we were singing only with monitors.
Wow.
There were cameras on the conductor behind this black screen, and so everywhere we turned within Royal Albert Hall, we just had to look at a monitor. And so for the 2 months of rehearsal leading up to that, I mean, the conductor just sort of had to feel what each singer was doing. We had to know it so well, so that with having that disconnect, we could still come together. And due to that, we were all mic'd for that production. But, you know, it's 5,000 people in the round.
So you've done it every which way.
Indeed.
I suppose you must do outdoor performances too, which has a challenge all its own.
Right. I mean, I've sung concerts outdoor, amphitheater concerts. I haven't done an opera outdoors yet, though.
Aha. Well, if you hear that, you know somebody out there is going to get in touch. Now, this holiday piece, seasonal piece that you're about to perform for us, you so often hear it with what's really just the chorus. Mm-hmm. And there is a setup for it, of course, in the song. Mm-hmm. Which way are you going with it?
We're going to do a sort of a jazzy, laid-back, swinging version.
All right.
That's what we're going to do today.
Okay, of this Irving Berlin favorite. The pianist is Vincent Fu. Good to see you again. And all right, so ready? Here
ready.
We go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. And may all your Christmases be
a song with, as I say, legs. That one has had a life, hasn't it?
Indeed.
And it's a different era because Vincent is playing his part from an iPad. It's like you never know what you're going to find when you come in here from day to day. It's always something different. What can you tell us, Allison, about this contemporary of Irving Berlin's that we're going to hear from? This is a performance that you've recorded, and it comes from Showboat, right?
Oh, yes.
Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine.
Can't Help Loving That Man, yes. I have a long history now in terms of my career with Showboat. I first began with this show when it premiered in Chicago, first time in an opera house, produced by Lyric Opera of Chicago and Francesca Zambello, our wonderful director. And it was really the first time in my operatic classical career that I was asked to sing a traditionally considered a musical theater piece. And it opened up so many doors for me. I grew up listening to all different kinds of music, jazz, musical theater, reggae, pop, rock, you name it. So when I got the chance to sing this role of Julie Laverne in this show and then take the production to different cities, it was just an amazing journey. And so Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine is the first song that Julie Laverne sings. And she's talking about her man, Steve, her husband there on the Showboat. And sort of despite some of his shortcomings, she can't help loving that man of hers.
So it was a good jazzy stuff, the kind of from 1926 originally.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you're performing this with whom?
In this recording, I'm performing this with George Nesich at the piano.
Oh, here it is. Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine. Allison Cambridge in that performance of Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine, Jerome Curran from Showboat. Have you done that show a fair number of times, have you?
I have done it a number of times, and every time it has been actually with Maestro John Demain.
So you're going to be working with him again this weekend with the Madison Symphony Concert.
Yes.
You feel right at home.
Yes, exactly. No, this is our great reunion after many Showboats together.
Well, it's been nice to reunite with you after, about 8 months now?
Yeah.
It's been.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to the next time. Well, I'll see you this weekend, of course, during the concert, too. That'll be something to look forward to. December 5, 6, and 7, Overture Center for the Arts, Madison Symphony and their annual holiday concert. And thanks for stopping by, Allison, and in between flights and rehearsals and all that other stuff.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I can't wait to see everybody at the concert this weekend.